Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, universe. I'm your host, MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk, America's first film Hollywood entertainment podcasting show. We're still celebrating our season 9 for Blog Talk, and this is our new segment, Blog Talk Hollywood. We're going to be talking about the film, TV, music, theater, fashion, and arts and culture. So don't go away. We'll be right back. This program is brought to you by O Skincare. You can check out their website, oskincaremedspa.com. oskincaremedspa.com. This segment made possible by Southern Exposure, located at 2323 Pacific Avenue in Stockton, California. Now let's talk about the film. This is the A Star Is Born, starring Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Now this story is seasoned musician Jackson Maine discovers and falls in love with struggling artist Ali. She has just about given up on her dream to make it big as a singer until Jackson coaxes her into the spotlight. But even as Ali's career takes off, the personal side of their relationship is breaking down as Jackson's fight an ongoing battle with his own internal demons. And it will be released on October the 5th. So check that out. Directed by Bradley Cooper and produced by Warner Brothers. So it's going to be on theater, you guys. So check out A Star Is Born. Now, according to Variety, a total emotional knockout, but it's also a movie that gets you to believe at every step in the complicated rapture of the story it's telling. On the other hand, let's talk about the success of Crazy Rich Asians. Have you seen the movie lately? Wow, what a monster blockbuster. It was amazing whirlwind for director John Cho. It's the all-star cast, like Asian American cast, like 25 years later after the Joy Luck Club. So I give props to the director and the writer of the best-selling book Crazy Rich Asian by Kevin Kwan. So because of the success of the movie, the sequel is actually pre-production now. So congratulations, Rachel Wohl and Henry Golding, the new it couple. I mean, you know, the new love team of Hollywood these days. So if you haven't checked out the movie, Crazy Rich Asians is still playing on theaters. So check that out. And I've seen it twice. You don't want to miss it, you guys. You might want to, you know, check it out and just go out and check the movie. Now let's talk about TV. Congratulations, Darren Criss, for winning his first Emmy Award for his performance in The Assassination of Janet Versace, American Crime Story. And let me give you guys a trivia. He's the first Filipino-American to win the leading actor category. So congrats, Darren Criss. Guys, let's pause for a break. We'll be right back. This segment is brought to you by O Skincare. You can check out their website, oskincaremedspa.com. Once again, that's oskincaremedspa.com. This segment is brought to you by Southern Exposure. You can check that out at 2323 Pacific Avenue, Stockton, California. Guys, we are back. Thank you guys for still tuning in for Blog Talk Hollywood, the new segment of Blog Talk with MJ Ricardio, Season 9. Well, let's go on to fashion. Well, let's talk about the fashion, Blog Talk fashion. Well, I will be hosting the live red carpet on October the 6th, 2018 in Los Angeles, California. Red carpet starts at 6 p.m. at Metropolitan Fashion Week. It's going to be a very special fashion show because Oscar-winning makeup artist Veen Yale will be honored. Yes, that's right. We'll be honored at the 2018 Annual Metropolitan Fashion Awards. And guess what? Who's going to be there? He is the star of The Office. Do you want to know who? It will be Steve Carell. You got that right. Steve Carell will be there. So if you haven't checked out their website, you could go ahead and do so. MetropolitanFashionWeek.net. MetropolitanFashionWeek.net, you guys. And let me just give you a trivia of the Oscar-winning makeup artist, Veen Yale. She's done A Star Is Born, the latest movie of Lady Gaga, Beetlejuice, Mrs. Doubtfire, and so on. So it's going to be an exciting fashion show, you guys. And she has worked with Johnny Depp over 7 times, including films such as Edward Scissorhands, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, and also Dead Man's Chest, and also at World's End and Sweeney Todd. So check it out. Well, aside from the fashion show, let's talk about the up-and-coming fashion designer. Her name, or rather, his name is R.C. Kalin. He's from Detroit, Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. And he will be gracing a collection, new collection in Canada on September the 29th. And he's gonna be in Los Angeles for Fashion Week. So check him out. R.C. Kalin, so up and coming celebrity fashion designer. And of course, would like to shout out to Philippines' first eco couture designer, Jana Blaza. Would like to shout out to Lady D, one of the international model for nature and nurture. For the latest collection of Jana Blaza. So check it out. Check out Jana Blaza, international fashion designer. Well, speaking of Filipino American History Month, as you know, I started this movement called 75 Most Influential Filipino Americans, and it comes out every 1st of October in conjunction of Filipino American History Month. So check that out. And who's gonna be there? I'm so happy that it became like a prestigious list of influential and inspiring Filipino Americans all over the United States. So watch out for it. Now, speaking of Hollywood, our next guest, we are going to play his clip. He is a veteran publicist of Sony Pictures. He's been doing a worldwide publicity for 35 years, such as Seinfeld, Men in Black, you name it. His name is Fritz Friedman. I had a chat with him a little while ago. We are going to play that clip right now. Now we are going to play that clip.
Chris on the other line, he has been working for Sony Pictures for 35 years as a worldwide publicity. So, I mean, you know, it's been a while since I've seen you. That was like, what, 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know where the time goes, but it certainly does.
Yes, and so what you've been up to lately?
Well, several things. First of all, after having left Sony Pictures, after having retired after all those years, I got a little bit antsy. I mean, living, you know, I keep getting a little bored. You know, I'm kind of like a shark. I kind of have to keep on moving or I die.
I know. I know you've been working for Sony Pictures for quite some time, and now you went back as a consultant again. Am I right?
I am a consultant at Sony Pictures. I started a couple of new companies, and we have several other clients. We have New Zealand-based high-tech company called Barrett Analytics, and then I'm also doing a blockchain company called Wright's Ledger. And of course, I have, as I said, Sony, and then I have my own various nonprofit things. Governor Brown appointed me to the California Humanities, which is part of the National Endowment for the Humanities.
Oh, congrats!
So I've been doing that, and that's been really terrific. And you know, in all those areas, it's obvious I'm a Filipino because I certainly don't look like most of the other people. Being Filipino American is something that I'm very, very proud of.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
I don't make a big deal about it. I just live my life, and people know. And you know, I as you know, do a lot of nonprofit work. Certainly in the Filipino and Filipino American community, but I do try to do things on a bigger scale, like with California Humanities, which the mission of which is to really promote culture and history and overall, you know, humanities. And so whenever I can include Filipino Americans or the Filipino and Filipino American experience, I check that there. But I think the very fact that I have such a special kind of personality that for some reason people remember, that helps me along because as I tell people, you know, I'm 68 now. And,
well, I cannot tell. I think you're only 58.
I don't know why you don't think I'm 32.
Yes, you look very young. What's your secret?
I do. I think my secret is that I'm happy.
That's amazing.
I think my secret. That's huge. I mean, you know, there's an old saying that goes, you get the face that you deserve when you turn 60. Mm. And I've always tried to lead an ethical, a good life. I try to be, I'm a good Catholic boy. Mm-hmm. I'm no saint, but I'm a good Catholic boy. I'm very moral. I'm very ethical. But you know, in my business, you have to do some tough. So I balance that with really a certain fortitude, a certain strength. I love my reputation. I think my reputation is one of, I think people respect me, but I don't think everybody likes me. I think I'd rather, for me, it's not about being liked. For me, it's all about being respected. Because sometimes you have to do hard things to do the right thing. And to do that, there's some people who don't like it. But I can go to bed at night saying, you know what, I did what I thought was right.
That's right, that's right.
I'm sorry that people got angry, but I don't live my life for them.
Yeah.
You know, there's a saying that goes, and I love this saying, your opinion of me is none of my business.
I love that. That's very bold. Yes, that's very bold of you, Fritz, and I really admire you that you really represent us Filipino-Americans in a big scale, especially in Hollywood. Nowadays that, I mean, we've been...
Guys, you just heard an exclusive interview of Fritz Fridman, a Sony Pictures veteran publicist. Yes, definitely. And we'll be right back after this break. This segment is brought to you by O Skincare. You can check out their website, oskincaremedspa.com. oskincaremedspa.com. And Southern Exposure, located at number 2323 Pacific Avenue, Stockton, California. Well, it's been a great, great episode. And till next time, just check out hashtag Blog Talk Hollywood. If you haven't followed me yet, you could go ahead at MJ Ricardio, the blogger, and at MJ Ricardio. Till next time, I'm signing off, and you are listening to Blog Talk Live.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.